the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on our lovely planet.
Right, we speak in stereo.
And we finish each other's sentences. And
so if you are bothered by that...
So sorry. Hey, welcome to our show, Being Here. Today's show is a really perfect one, particularly for this time of year. It's called Your Body Truth. And there's so many different layers to your body truth. We're really happy to have this as a topic for today. But, you know, if you really want to be able to listen to your body, let's start with the theme of listening.
Ah, listening.
Really?
My favorite subject.
It is your favorite subject.
Actually, listening can transform your life. Listening, if you truly hear what another person is saying from their point of view, you can transform their life. Because when you actually hear what another person is saying, it pulls you into the current moment. And if you actually hear what they're saying, it completes it for them so they don't have to hold on to it and say it again and again. It's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Well, this time of the year when you're meeting with Aunt Sally and Uncle Joe and they're saying the same things that they said last year.
Hey, listen to them.
That, listen to them. Actually hear what they're saying from their point of view. And let them know you heard it.
Now, here's the thing, particularly because we're speaking about your body truth. If you resist hearing what Aunt Sally or Uncle Joe has to say, again, ready, what you resist persists, grows stronger, dominates your life, and will also translate into your body. Your body will get tense as a
way of resisting what's coming at it.
So that's the first thing. What you resist persists, grows stronger.
First thing. First principle.
Yep.
Of instantaneous transformation.
Correct. And the second is you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment, and so can your relatives.
And so can life. Life, see, what people have this mistaken idea that life is something that's happening in the future or happened in the past.
Boy, we really see that a lot. When we've gone out, we've been done a bit of limited holiday shopping, and you speak to the people who are working in the stores, and you meet varied personalities, and a lot of the people are, like, clear that their life is going to start when they get off work.
Right.
Not that this is their life and the majority of their life.
And this is your life. This moment of now is all there is, and that second principle says that you can only be exactly as you are in this moment, and your life circumstances, everything about your life and everybody you know and their life could only be exactly as they are in this current moment of your life, of now. So if that's the case, complaining about your life rather than living it, well, it destroys the possibility that this moment is. It only gives you the no, I don't want to, no, I don't like this. Well, whether you like it or not, this is the way your life is showing up right now. So you might as well like it.
Anything you allow to be, exactly as it is, completes itself. It's the third principle.
You say yes to how your life is showing up, you are free.
You know, and I really see what you were just saying about how people often think their life happens in the future, but it really, really is right now. But your ideas...
But they're all future-oriented.
They are. Those future-oriented ideas that life will be better, or it would, you know, I would have preferred to stay in bed, those cut you from your body truth, because they override what's really happening in your body.
Absolutely. And the problem is most of us think that we are our thoughts. We have thoughts. But the question is, do you have your thoughts or do they have you?
So your thoughts can really, truly impact how you feel on your body. So let's start there, because if we're going to look at your body truth, we may as well start with your body untruth. Because there are, there's a really cool chapter in our book, Being Here. I think it's in Being Here.
Which one is
called
this?
Poor Little Deer.
Oh, yeah, that was in Being Here.
And with our friend, Isabel, who got herself all upset about this deer who'd been hit by the side of the road and did it, you know, feel pain and, you know, poor thing. And it turned out.
It turned out to be a rock.
You know, but
round rock.
She had created all sorts of distress for herself by following a thought. And you could say, no, that's my body truth. Really, I'm upset for that poor deer. But in fact, in that moment, it wasn't a poor deer.
It was a poor rock.
So I would first pay attention to how your thoughts can lead you to have sensations in your body.
Well, a lot of the things that we think are our body truth, because we have body sensations, are thought generated. And if you find something as an idea disgusting, then you'll have body sensations that will mirror that disgust.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, we have a caller. Let's take her.
Oh, yeah, let's.
Katya, are you with us?
Yeah, here I am. Hi.
Hi.
Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Hamburg in Germany.
All right.
Awesome.
Wow. Wow, it's so cool to hear your voices, and it's
so
exciting.
Cool to hear you.
Well, you know what's interesting? As people are hearing your voice or hearing our voice, they can, if they so choose, start to pay attention to how it impacts your body, what you're feeling in your body when you're hearing someone speak. So you better speak, though.
Yes. Ah, it's good to hear your voices, and being in touch with you is wonderful. I really, my question about today, it's, well, I thought a lot of things today, but one thing I discovered, for example, on Monday while I was in the city, I totally forgot to drink water or to drink anything. And then when I came home, I had a headache. And there I knew, well, this is your body sign because you haven't drank anything for 6 hours. And then sometimes I have sensations in my body, and then I do not know if they are my thoughts or if they are really my me.
Well, I'll tell you something, Katya. If I were you, I wouldn't worry about it. See, it doesn't really matter whether the sensations you're feeling are thought-generated or not. If you have body sensations, allow yourself to feel them. Don't get lost in them.
You have a tendency to think a lot.
Yes.
I mean, you had to have been preoccupied to go a great period of time without drinking enough to get you dehydrated enough to...
If, indeed, the headache was caused by not having enough liquid. See, what our minds do is they look to see what could possibly be causing our headache, and we come up with what we know as possibilities, and then we decide that that's what did it.
Ah, okay.
Rather than you had a headache and you hadn't had any liquid, but it doesn't mean that one caused the other.
It may have, but then again, perhaps not.
That's right. See, and when you, and if the headache didn't go away immediately upon having water, It probably wasn't the cause.
Ah, that's interesting. Yeah.
See, if it stuck around, you might just have had a headache for no reason. What if, see, people are so reasonable. They're reasonable about everything. They give everything a reason why.
Yeah.
I remember it wasn't too long ago, our doctor had suggested that we start a new supplement. And I decided it'd probably be a good idea not to take it on an empty stomach. And then, you know, it was a little while before we were going to have a meal. And then not too long after that, I got nauseous. And I thought, wow, it's really a good thing that I didn't have that supplement, because I would forever think that that supplement made me nauseous, when really I'm just nauseous for no reason all of a sudden.
Yeah.
We like to apply reasons for things.
And the reasons we apply are only and always reasons that we know.
So it comes from
our known set of reasons. See, if your headache was caused by something that you breathed in the air, for instance, and you didn't have an idea that that's what caused it, you'd come up with something else that caused it, because you'll look through what you know, even if it's not the real cause.
Right, and so
and
the mind is telling me what
stuck.
I already know, and
yes,
okay. Mm.
That's what keeps things stuck. When you false cause something, when you give something a reason for existing and it's not the accurate one, it keeps things stuck in place. Like, you can blame your unhappiness, if you're unhappy, on your parents, for instance, as if they are the cause of your unhappiness. But if you're unhappy, you're unhappy, and it doesn't matter what your parents did, that wasn't what caused it. It was your saying no to your circumstances.
Okay, let's
yes, I understand better than the example with the health. So I do not know why, but it's probably my thinking, isn't it?
What you just said
was the happiness, that my parents are not happy for, are not responsible for my happiness, that I'm responsible for my happiness. That I understand, but when I also understand when you say this with the drinking and the headache, but this is so far out from my thinking, you know.
Wait. Let me see if I got it. So what we just said, that your parents don't cause you to be happy or unhappy, that's outside.
No, that one she gets.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the other one is outside of reality.
Yes.
Well, look, your reality is based on what you already know.
Well, let's try to confuse you just a little bit further, shall we?
Let's.
Yes.
Because the doors to enlightenment are
guarded,
supposedly, by two lions. One is
confusion, and the other is paradox,
where both can be true, both things can be true, and but they seemingly contradict. Let's say, Katya, that you were indeed accurate. Let's say your headache did come because you were dehydrated.
Yes.
There is something that I noticed in your rendition of it, though.
Your telling
of this story of what happened to you on Monday.
Okay.
It wasn't neutral. You didn't just say, hey, I noticed when I got home I had a headache, and then I realized I hadn't drunk anything. It was, I noticed when I got home I had a headache and I hadn't drunk anything for 6 hours. There was a judgment against you, like you were doing your life wrong, rather than it was just a nugget of information to be included and then to move on with.
Yeah, absolutely right. Yes. Yes.
And that was kind of the quality in your voice when you called in today. You're a bit in a rush, like you've done it wrong. There's just some theme here with you.
I think you missed the second idea or second principle, that you can only be exactly as you are. You can relax. You can't be different than you are right now.
Yes. Yeah.
See, and you still are. What I found interesting about what I just said was there was this time lag between when I finished speaking and your response, because you were thinking about it. Now, you can't help but think about it when you're thinking about it. But that thinking about it doesn't just let life show up. It's running it through a filter of thought as to whether you agree or disagree or believe to be true or think it's wrong. So you don't give yourself a break, you see. You do that with you, too. It's not just with me.
Yeah.
A little closer to real time.
But even when you say yeah, you say it as if you're disappointed in you.
Oh, no, no, Ariel, I'm really, like, thankful and astonished that you heard it from my voice. I'm really, wow, and, yeah, but because it's so true, it's really true. I was in a rush as I, and I feel more in myself right now.
That's
while
right.
I'm speaking.
See, look, there's no place to get to. Everybody's trying to get somewhere. If you just get that there's no place to get to, your life will become easier.
Wow.
Poor Shia. He just got a stink bug on him.
It's
like, ooh, your body truth goes, don't like that smell.
No.
I love you. It's, yeah. It's so easy, actually.
It is easy. That's what we call it.
Transformation made easy.
it,
see, look, all this mystical stuff about enlightenment is caca. It doesn't have to be difficult. It can be easy.
You know, that's why we start every show with listening and the three principles.
See, but if you think it's going to be difficult and it has to be difficult, then you'll disagree with what we say as if how we once got a hate letter from somebody who said, how can you be so irresponsible to tell people that it can be easy? Everybody knows that to become enlightened takes years and years of therapy and drugs and... Hello?
What I really... Yes, it's so amazing when I call in. I'm not calling on in that often, but when I call in, I get so much out of it. And you are so wonderful. You... Let me tell you this.
Then
I found myself in the past that I punished myself that I do not call more often because I do get so much out of the show, you know?
And Miss Katya.
Yes.
I'm going to go back to what I heard when you called in. If you recognize that you have an umbrella over your life, your umbrella thought process is I'm doing it wrong, then there's no win when you call in because it's like I haven't called in often enough. Or, you know, to recognize, gee, I need to drink water, but I didn't drink it soon enough.
Then you can never do your life right enough to be okay being you. See, this whole thing is about learning how to have fun with your life. It's the only life you have, Katya. You might as well enjoy it.
So you may as well have a sense of humor and practice the slack jaw school of enlightenment and go, I'm thinking I'm doing my life wrong. Have a sense of humor about it and move on.
So we're going to go to a break now. How do you like that?
Pardon?
We're going to take a break, Miss Katya.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Thank you so much. And, yeah, big, big hug, and thank you. I love you.
Thank you, sweetie. Love you, too. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back shortly. So come on back.
And don't miss...
being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes.
Speaking of body truth.
Yes.
Shia and I did an expo out in New Jersey. We were speakers at an expo and had a little booth in this spring. And one of our assistants, Valerie, was there being in the booth. And she met a fellow and said, I really think you should meet this guy. It just feels right. So we met a fellow New Jerseyan, Gavin, and found out that he's written a book, Messages from Margaret, and it just felt right, don't know why, to have him on our show, because we don't generally do shows on themes such as angels. And his book is Messages from Margaret, where he channels an angel, and he talks about it in his book. We had him on a show. It was a very sweet show, and a friend of ours, Alex, heard the show, and she put him in touch with the CEO of Hay House. And Jerry's book has just been republished. It was released on Monday. And he's doing a virtual book tour on the book tonight. And we're very happy for him. Congratulations, Jerry. But it was one of those things where we listened to what our physicality was saying, not necessarily our reasonable, logical mind, because to us it really didn't have a logical reason why we were having him on the show. It just felt right. So, again, Jerry Gavin... JerryGavin.com, you can find him, and congratulations on your new book. We have a caller. Let's take her.
Yes. Jen, are you there?
Hi, guys. How are you?
What's happening in your world?
Well, everything's going pretty good. Work's crazy busy. I was listening to what you were saying to Katya. I thought it was awesome. I'm actually having trouble sleeping.
Okay.
So this morning, for instance, well, for whatever reason, about the middle of the night, I'm waking up at like 2:30 in the morning or whatever, and I can't get back to sleep. And it's not like, you know, sometimes people say their mind is like chasing and going crazy and they just can't get back to sleep. And I'm not finding that I'm doing that, but for some reason, I guess I'm just awake and feeling like I'm rested. And so I've just been getting dressed and basically coming to work. And I don't know if
that's it. Sounds like a great opportunity to get things done.
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry about it. When you need sleep, you'll sleep.
Okay.
I know before we did How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, there came a point where we really got into the groove of writing and things were just flowing, where there were many times I got up in the middle of the night and did things because it was more palatable than sleeping.
Okay.
That being said, there are certain things that can break your sleep cycle. Alcohol in the evening can break your sleep cycle. I know when Shai and I were really addicted to alcohol, because we both were, I didn't like to hear that. I found that inconvenient. By the way, addictions can absolutely override your body truth, because you want that cup of coffee or you want that glass of wine or you want what you want. You want those Cheetos, those Twinkies. But that is one thing that can absolutely impact
your sleep.
Also, if you don't sleep in a darkened room, a really darkened room, that can impact your sleep. And incompletions can also.
That's what I was wondering about, if I've got an incompletion or... my sleeplessness has just been in the last week or so.
What was that?
It's been in the last week or so?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, our country has been deeply disturbed in the last
week or so.
Ever since the tragedy of the shootings in Connecticut last Friday. If it started before that, it may not have anything to do with it. But I do know that it has had this psychic turmoil that has really happened for people as the ripple effect of that event has hit people as well.
Okay. The funny thing of it is I guess I never really was aware or thought that I sensed those kind of things, but evidently I do.
Well, you see, the thing is this. You are, all of us, Jen, are highly sensitive beings that have a nervous system that's interconnected, even though our bodies are apparently maintain a finite space. There is a hookup, a link, a psychic linking up between individuals in our world. You see, we are not individuals. We are part of a life community, like a multifaceted orgasm organism. Sometimes it's an orgasm.
Yep.
If you're there for it, it can be orgasmic.
Woohoo!
You're part of the psychic process that's happening around you, whether you believe to be or not. You're impacted by the thoughts of other people and their feelings and their emotions, and that's part of being alive. And even if you're not in a relationship where you have a direct link up with another person, you are linking up with people all the time. It's how we survived over the eons of time, fitting into a society or culture where anything that was different was usually killed off.
It was interesting. We saw a thing on leopards on TV, and one of the things they were investigating was, isn't it interesting that leopards rarely, very rarely attack humans? Why is that? We'd be easy prey. And they went back to the cellular memory in leopards that, you know, millions of years ago, our ancestors, and then also chimpanzees who stand upright, have a very similar silhouette to us, formed cohesive, organized groups that would hunt them down and terrorize or kill any leopard in their territory and that you may never have seen a human, but if you, as a leopard, but you have that cellular data called, you know, leave them alone.
That's dangerous.
And your ancestors, regardless what you think about yourself, your ancestors managed to move out of the area that was going to have the earthquake, to get away from the village that the marauders came through.
Or that was going to have a famine.
Or flu epidemic. Your family line managed to survive. And you know things you have no data to substantiate.
Okay.
But your idea that I can't and I don't know that can also...
not allow you to connect up to your natural knowing.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because if you think that you know everything there is to know, then anything that's outside of what you know just really has no sway in your life. You're not interested in it.
Okay.
I'll give you another example. We've been invited to a number of holiday parties this season, and you get the invitation, and it's not so much about who's going to be there, but some just goes, I need to be there. They may be far away, and they may not be an easy drive, but we're going. And then there are other ones that are even closer, and it's like, that just doesn't feel right. I'm not going there.
But
something, if you pay attention, and I'm not talking about through your logic system, you can know things.
Yeah, you know what, you're right, and I can see that. Whenever I have an awareness of something, if something comes to me and for instance this morning, I woke up at 5 or 4:30 or whatever it was, and I don't know if it was a dream that woke me up or what, but I had this sense of, like, something's going on at work and something's going to happen. And what I clued into, or the awareness that I had, was we have a gal that's going to be going on maternity leave, and she's actually verbalized her fear of leaving and then not having a job to return to. And so based on what you're saying, I think I'm picking up on that. And I guess where I'm going with this is, what I don't know, because I'm such a doer, it's like when I get an awareness like that, it's like, what do I do with it?
Well, the psychic telephone goes both ways. The more you're okay with having that, the more chance she'll be okay with having it. And there are certain people that we link up with. Shai has a friend, Mac, who, if Mac used to wake up in the middle of the night worrying, Shai would wake up right along with him. And the feel of his thought processes would always be similar to what he felt
I woke up worrying about whether I'd have enough money to put my kids through college, but my kids are grown, and they don't, you know, so that.
And he was worried about all the money lost in the stock market. We weren't invested really at the time, so, you know.
I called Mac up and I said, don't worry about your kids.
You'll be fine.
He was
like, how'd you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just one of the things that can support you in being a good support structure to the people around you.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds great.
Excellent. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. We have another caller, Helen, so we're going to take her. Really appreciate it, Jen.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Molly?
Yeah, hi. Hi, Ariel.
Helen,
hi,
where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Vermont.
Well,
awesome.
Welcome to the show. Nice to meet you.
Yes, I've met you before, but a long time ago. And I'm calling because, I've fallen in love and feel like this is really the one for me. And so my body is going through all kinds of stuff, and right now it's really gripped in contraction. And just what you were saying to Jen, I realized that I notice he gets really scared. You know, sometimes we just shake. And then there's this euphoria, and it just keeps going all over the place. But I feel I'm definitely blaming myself when I get so tight, because I think, well, you're just keyed into the past and all the other heartbreaks and on. So I'm just kind of wanting to be present with it, and, you know.
Well, there's something that you're saying that sounds like you think the past repeats itself.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to when you get here.
Yeah.
In this moment. See, you're worrying about, but you see, the first principle of instantaneous transformation is anything you resist persists and grows stronger. So
yeah.
If you're worrying about those things that didn't work out in the past, you'll probably produce them.
Yeah.
But also, from what Shai just said, if you back up a little bit, you're starting from a faulty premise. You think you blew something in the past. Like
That's
somehow
right.
You did something. This is back to Katya. Like you somehow did something wrong that got rid of all those other love affairs rather than they ran the course of their life cycle. And
yeah.
If you hadn't have gotten rid of the last boyfriend or the boyfriend before or the person you dated three or four times, you never would have been free to meet this fellow that you're in love with.
Yeah. Yeah.
So none of those were a mistake.
And you see, the thing is this. You could play it like it's a fatalistic approach. I kind of like that. Where life shows up exactly as it does.
Mm-hmm.
You have no control over it. None whatsoever.
Yeah.
And you can either be a yes to how it's showing up or worry that it's not going to show up the way you prefer it to show up.
But right.
It never shows up, Molly, the way you'd prefer it to show up. It always shows up the way it does.
Yeah.
So the game is to start preferring to have what your life is showing up like, being
mm-hmm.
the yes to your life, rather than saying, no, it should be different. But
right.
It can't be different. It can only be exactly as it is in this moment.
Well, you know, I'm watching myself trying to control, you know, the habit or like this gripping and wanting it to go a certain way. And as best as I can, just, you know, I'm kind of playing with that or almost acting it out, like goofing on the control thing, you know, like letting my body get all like, and that kind of helps loosen it up. But, you know, the truth is, yeah, I am. I'm trying to control it.
Right, and that's what gives most people the pain that they suffer in their lives is because they're trying to control what they cannot control, and then they get upset or disturbed or angry. They can't have it go the way they want it to go.
Right.
Your life goes the way it goes. You can't
yeah.
stop the sun from coming up in the morning, and you can't make it get dark right now where you are. You close your eyes, but that sun is still out.
Right.
So we human beings have no control over how our life is showing up in the current moment. It shows up exactly as it does. And so the game is to learn how to be a yes to how your life is showing up rather than say, no, I don't like this.
So
no, I don't want it.
So you feel the gripping and the trying to control overtake you, and you just go, look at that.
I'm gripping. I'm trying to control. And you relax into that.
Yeah.
It's about saying yes to how your life is showing up, not, I don't like this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and like I should be loose and happy, and because
but you can't be loose and happy when you're not loose and happy.
Yeah, yeah.
And you may indeed have found the one, but you know sometimes in any given moment you're either coming more together or going farther apart, and it's really about paying attention. And you know, if you find yourself going farther apart, that doesn't mean the relationship is doomed or that you're getting rid of the one you love. It just means that, hey, here's some mechanical behaviors that I maybe should take a look at.
Mm-hmm,
and
yeah.
Because that's the key to having a magical or a match made in heaven, actually.
Yeah.
Great book, by the way.
If you haven't got that book yet, Molly, I really recommend it. It's also got videos.
Uh-huh.
Attached to it, so you can actually see people transform around relationship and dissolve old mechanical ways of relating so that their relationships can really flower. And we've done a number of radio shows recently where we've talked to the people to find out what's happening in their lives since we did those videos. And each of them is in stellar shape. So, and that's not only for you, that's for everybody. How to have a match made in heaven, a transformational approach to dating, relating, and marriage. I really, really recommend it.
And we have to go to a break.
Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Thank you.
We'll be back shortly, everyone. So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, The Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes.
FYI, Transformation in the New Year. We're doing two events, one in New York City on Monday night, January 7th, and on the international call on the 8th of January. You're invited. Also, money, success, and happiness, wealth as a lifestyle is our January course in New York City, the 8th through the 11th. You are in...
The 11th through the 13th.
Just checking to see if you were listening.
I was listening.
11th through the 13th.
There you go.
That was very good. Thank you. yes, the 11th. You're invited. Don't come to that weekend on the 8th because that's on
there
the Tuesday.
There is no weekend on the 8th.
That's right. Excellent. All right. We have another caller. Let's take him, shall we?
Adam.
Hi.
Hi. Where are you?
I'm in Washington, D.C. right now.
How long till your school semester or whatever is over?
It ends tonight.
Aha!
How'd you do?
What?
How did you do?
I've done really well so far. I have one more final tonight, and then I go back to New York City tomorrow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
So on the subject of... knowing your body truth.
Right.
There are times when my body, when I get tense or stressed in a situation, and I just wanted to know if there's some sort of, like, methods for fixing that, or, I mean...
Well, look, I get interested in what you get tense over.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. See, I don't give methods to prevent tension because tension is a good thing. It's letting you know something. It's informational. It's like a nerve ending out there.
Okay. Attention can tell you many things. It can tell you you're moving in the wrong direction. Like when we were trying to rush our book out, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, we started to get tense because the timing wasn't right. But tension can also be that you are now stepping on a precipice where you're coming up against your conditioning, you're challenging your conditioning. Pasha and I were talking about it today in regards to your body, quote, truth. And I remember when I first had sex, I almost vomited afterwards, not because it wasn't lovely and not because the young man wasn't lovely and not because I didn't want it, but I'd been so conditioned that there was something wrong with it that I felt sick for having participated in it. So my conditioning had impacted how I felt in my body. And sometimes, like, when you think of, oh gosh, I'd like to ask that person out, you can get tense because there's that gap between what you know and taking action.
I think that's exactly what I'm talking about. You hit it right on the nose.
How did we know?
Oh, you guys just know me really well.
Well, actually, you know, Adam, we listen really well.
Yeah, and yes.
That's true, too.
We listen really well.
You know, and the weird thing is when we listen, well, I don't know if it's weird, but when we listen to you, we're listening to us at the same time. We're aware of what's happening in our bodies. Sometimes we'll get flashes of things from our lives. And it all is in concert with you.
Well, here's the thing. You know, we human beings are very sexual animals. You know, most animals have a period where they come into heat. It's called
estrus,
where there's a period of time where they are available for mating, where they're available to reproduce. And human beings, it's 24/7, 365 days a year. We are machines in that area, you know. We have a lot of sex, or think about it, most of the time. The other thing is this, sex is not dirty, it is what it takes to reproduce. Every flower that you see is a sex organ.
Why do you think mosquitoes go after you? Mosquitoes go after you because they're the female mosquito and they need the blood in order to
reproduce. So
it's like eat you or die.
So, you know, like there's all of this training that we've had that sex is bad and wrong, and then there's the reality that sex is a very strong part of our organism's ability to survive. You don't have sex, you don't survive. You don't pass on to the next generation, or you don't pass on a next generation. It just ends there.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a very strong body truth that needs to be touched and loved and have sexual expression, and you have a conditioning that you learned and contributed to on your own as well. Like you interpreted how your parents behaved around the subject.
Also what you saw from older children.
Right. And so you, wow.
That's a good sound.
That's a good sound. You hit the jackpot on that one, Ariel. Older children. Yes. I got it.
You know, it's funny, when we were putting up the list of things to talk about, I was thinking how little kids are often really in direct connection to their body truth before they get socialized. Like a child will touch his or her genitals because it feels good, or a child will not want to talk to Aunt Sally or Uncle Joe because they won't like them. There'll be something about them that is repellent, but we've learned how to
override
it and not trust that feeling when you get older. And then there comes a point where little kids look up to people around them and adopt other people's immature perspectives as their own.
Right. So you things you've overheard going to school, say, from kids that were 2 or 3 years older than you, when you looked up to them like they were cool.
Right.
And then you tried to emulate them.
But, you know, Adam, I was speaking to a woman on Monday night, and she looked really great. She came in wearing a bright top and new pants. I'm like, wow, you look great. And she looked slender. I'm like, did you lose weight? She's like, no, I wish. And I said, well, don't wish. Do something about it if that's what you wish. But the thing that was really interesting was I feel like that particular individual always wants me to care whether or not she loses weight. In fact, keeping weight on is a way for her to get attention. In a certain respect, your dating issues can be a way for you to get attention.
Really?
Because it's like...
Date, don't date.
Date, don't date.
Like it
right.
You know, really.
And so it's like... If you feel
don't have sex.
You feel tense about approaching somebody, then don't approach them.
Or
approach them.
Feel tense and approach them. You know,
but
you make it mean something. That's the whole thing. This whole reasonable thing that drives people crazy, you know, is they get reasonable about body sensations rather than feel the body sensation.
Right.
But part of it is you want the people around you to care.
Yes.
And you want them to worry about you.
Gosh, what would we do if Adam was at school happily doing his subjects
and getting laid at the same time?
Getting straight A's and, getting laid. Oh, no. We might not think about him.
Right.
I mean, Adam, it's what makes you special. Your worries about how to relate.
Yeah, you're this cute guy who's just not getting any. You know, that's pretty
right.
Much too.
And
you know.
I guarantee you, you're pushing people away.
Yeah, I can see that.
Especially people that are attracted to you, because that would ruin your story.
Yeah, anybody attracted to you is probably the wrong type.
That's right.
Right.
Oh, you fun.
Yes.
Thank you so much for making
me. You're welcome so much.
Yeah, you know, look, your fear and worry is all future-based. Because right now, when you're on the phone with us, Adam, there's not a chance that you're going to have a date because you're on the phone with us. So you don't have to worry how you're going to relate to this mythological date, this fictional date, this hypothetical date, because they don't exist in this current moment.
One of the things that I saw recently on our Premium Excellence Club videos, you know, the video subscription series we have on our website that also was, you know, some of them are what the basis of How to Have a Match Made in Heaven was. I saw a video recently called Mind the Gap with Val. And, you know, in the subway system, there are announcements that come on in New York City.
There are some stations where there's a gap between the door of the train and the platform, and it can be large enough that a person could fall in there.
So they have the announcement that says the train's arriving, mind the gap, as in step over that gap to get in the car or exit from the car. And I feel like to say that to you also, mind the gap. You're just not up to speed.
Okay.
You know, if you have to think about it, then you're not up to speed.
Right.
And now you're thinking about it.
I thought that the connection was lost. It got so quiet.
Yeah, it got so quiet.
Because we didn't have anything else to say.
Right.
Right.
Hey, Adam, thanks for calling in today. I don't know if we'll get to see you when you're back in New York, but it would be lovely.
Hopefully we will. I'm gonna look at the dates that I'm in New York while there's Monday Night Alive.
Great. Great.
Are you coming to the Money, Success, and Happiness?
Yes, that's something that I want to sign up for.
Well, we hope to see you there. That'd be wonderful. And at
yes.
very least, we'll see you in Costa Rica.
Yes, we will.
All right.
Great.
Have a great holiday.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, one other thing about Body Truth in the last minute that we have, and that is, you know, you're going to meet people this holiday season that they look so great, but you don't feel so well being around them. And I wouldn't doubt yourself. People can really put a facade forward, and the person to trust is you. And
really, really. And if you're not in a relationship and are around people that are in a relationship, and if you go away from that interaction or being around those people, and you feel
less.
Bad or less, then they are pretending to have a happy relationship.
Their relationship may not be in as great a shape as you think. So, you know, you can only be you. You can only have the life circumstances you have. And you know what? They're pretty magnificent because you're magnificent. People are magnificent.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you allow yourself to be, if you don't listen to the story that you tell yourself that's based in some past that you have no control over anymore, you can discover yourself as magnificent in this moment, because this moment is it. This is all there is, and so remember.
And in this moment, we need to enter the show.
So come on back.
Yes.
And don't miss
being here.
Here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.